There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cheese and pickle.
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights. Hello, I'm Julia Rayside. Each episode, my guest chooses a favourite TV memory to talk about. Joining me today is the comedy writer and host of the Fear podcast, Sarah Morgan. Sarah, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Ahoy, hoy.
Indeed. Now, what have you brought to talk about today?
It's a very specific clip, and I'll describe it in the terms that you can find it on YouTube.
Yes.
Make it easier, which is Linda Barker's changing room teapot disaster. Possibly the most horrifying moment in television history.
Surely it's passed into legend.
I mean,
now,
I'm not to plug my own podcast, but I'm gonna. I do a podcast called The Fear,
yes,
which is about people's scariest things, their childhood fears, their TV fears, yeah, their fears they live with now. And this is a thing that I think possibly is one of the scariest, maddest, most beautiful things that I ever saw as a child. And I think possibly sums up clammy, horrifying humanity more than your Babadooks and your Exorcists and your anything. It is like...
Tell the ladies and gentlemen what happens. I love watching this, and also I hate
it. And I actually do think I watched it live.
Yeah, no, I think I did.
No, I must have done, because
my family was obsessed with Changing Rooms.
Yeah,
well, me and my mum were.
I definitely watched Changing Rooms. It was always...
No,
so Changing Rooms was an odd programme of the 90s, wasn't it?
Well, yes, I think this episode's 2000, but it went from 96 to 2004, so right, it kind of straddled the millennium.
Oh, God, the idea that it was in the millennium is horrifying.
I know. It was a strange time. Richard Madeley was stocking his cupboard for the millennium.
Oh, my God, and, yes! You know. We were all going to get the millennium bug.
Exactly.
Will Smith was in charge of things for some reason. I don't know. It was the millennium.
Was
what was going
on? Yeah, I trust him to be in charge now.
Do you remember the millennium?
I mean, it rings
Big Willy style.
Bells. Big Willy style.
No.
He was prominent around then.
it's very odd. And it's odd that this happened in 2000, because I certainly remember it.
It was service in the force, surely.
Yeah. I was older than I thought then. Fine. I was a grown up.
You were a teenager, right?
Yeah. I was 20.
Oh, you were 20 then. Sorry, you were.
A child. Maybe because it does make a child of all of us, this incident.
It does. It makes us into helpless babies in the face of the inevitable that's about to come.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. So Changing Rooms was a programme where I don't know how people got nominated. Nowadays, you'd know there'd be all like some nomination there, but it was just someone had a house, you trusted them, telly people turned up, they were going to make over a room in the house, room.
But the worst element of it was that it was either two neighbours or two friends who swapped houses.
Oh, okay, yes.
Adding to what's about to happen so much more, because it makes it so much more painful, because it's a friendship or a neighbour relationship.
Yes, so it was the neighbours. Yeah. Neighbours were decorating this lady's house. Now, I should have the specifics of this, shouldn't I? And I really don't.
I can help you with those.
Yes, could you help me with the specifics of the town?
I'll just churn out the ticker tape. So this is an episode from 2000. Linda Barker was in a 14th storey flat in Wandsworth in South London.
That's it.
And she was just doing one of her, you know, light and airy pastels, bits of modern architecture here and there, kind of makeovers. Hers were the least offensive, I think, of all the makeovers, usually. Lawrence Wellingbone was the famously flamboyant one, who kept on doing things that people didn't want, but trying to urge them into liking new
things.
And
it was always so cheap, what they did. They always did stuff so on the cheap. They did it with MDF, or like spraying pasta shapes gold in
just
the garden,
awful,
and then gluing them to the wall and saying, oh, it's a bit like a trompe l'oeil. And
I can still see the medieval dining room that Lawrence Wellingbone did for one couple.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the ones where they walked in. Obviously, the show you know, eventually thrived on people going, I hate this, you fucked my house, why have you fucked my house?
But it was really earnest in the beginning, wasn't it? It was people genuinely, and it was when you literally could watch paint dry on telly and it'd be a form of entertainment.
How
you would just see some friends make over a friend's room and they make it look a bit nicer than it was. They hang some new curtains, they made some space, you bought you some bookshelves. It was really nice.
Yeah.
And this one was in that era, it wasn't in the Crawl era.
It was about series, where are we now? Series 8. Yeah. But there were many, many series. So
And this...
It lasted 4 years after this incident.
This woman swaps with her neighbours, and the one thing we know about this woman, we don't really show her taste of decor up, but we do know that she has a collection of teapots.
Say antique teapots.
I'm going to say antique teapots.
Fragile.
Like antique, such a thing. Antique.
Teapots.
She loves teapots. She's got a beautiful... The important thing is they're valuable to her, and they are a lifelong collection.
She's called Clodagh. I garnered from the internet. She's called Clodagh, and she loves teapots.
She loves teapots so much so that they think it will be a wonderful idea to put the teapots, display them beautifully from floating shelves.
Oh my God.
Hanging.
I'm already
floating.
Crossing. My body language is now so close. I don't want to think about it.
This is like the gremlin on the plane wing. This is the first hint of something going wrong in the horror film. Like I'm rubbing my own thighs.
I know. Like Vic Reeves in that program.
But like the opposite. like I'm stuffing my genitals retreat further into my body, if that was possible.
Sarah's testicles are up by her ears, everyone.
Everything's gone in. I'm like a tortoise. I can't cope.
It is that bad, though. Come on, say it. Get it out.
They build these... Handy Andy, who was the resident handyman, built these, and we just got fucking shells.
But I will say with reservations, he wasn't happy about it.
Oh, he wasn't happy.
He did state that on camera, which is lucky.
All you have to do is to make Hitler is not say anything. There's an expression like that. I can't remember it.
Following orders.
Yes, exactly. That's it. Following orders. And it's telly. The brilliant thing about it is it's telly. So everyone, and it's not like telly now where everyone knows what telly is and there's always a camera on someone and they'll pipe up if something's going on. This is clearly some BBC producers are going, everything is going to be fine. Don't worry about this. Just do what you're told because you've got your boiler suits on and you look at everyone on telly was a bit sort of nervous about being on telly.
Yeah,
and they were just like, yes, Linda, I think this will be a nice room. Yes. I think she's going to love it, Linda. Look at the camera and then look away again. Oh, God, did I? There's all that kind of stuff. So they clear the room. They build these fucking shelves. No, my voice is gone. They build these fucking shelves that are just like thin bits of MDF.
They're fucking planks.
And then they're on wire that is like fishing wire.
Dangling
like
from the ceiling.
I'm trying to walk sort of wire. Yeah, it's just puppet wire. Thinnest wire you've ever seen. Really skinny wire. And then it's right in the middle of the room as well. So even if you just open the door,
just bang into it.
Just smash it.
The most impractical thing I've ever seen.
And then they decide, this would be lovely. What we'll do is we'll put the teapots on there. And what is great?
They look lovely.
We don't see what happens.
We don't.
All we know.
The last thing you see before it cuts to what you're about to cut to, the last thing you see is them putting some books, and the last book is quite a weighty tome of Pam Eyre's poetry. and then cut to black.
And then voiceover just casually sort of goes like, well, unfortunately, the weight of the books has fucked the teacup completely. And then you hear crunching.
Oh God,
like the whole thing is like a horror. Like if you hit the beats for this in like a horror film, Alice Lowe, if you're listening, do Teapot Disaster. I want the film.
Only seconds after finishing in Linda's room, disaster struck. The added weight of all those books proved too much for the freestanding shelves.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That is all our teapots.
Oh, no.
That is all our teapots.
Oh, no.
The crunch underfoot of the teapot.
Yeah.
And then it just cuts to Linda and everyone. And they're holding brooms and their faces are just...
Ash.
Yeah. Yeah, like Tippex. They're so ill looking. They all look like they've been sick
times. The two women who are Clodagh's neighbours, clearly from another flat, they're standing there in their kind of like their boiler suits, their kind of bright
ankle
purple
deep
shirt.
In shock.
Yeah, yeah.
Just surrounded.
Just not even really do it. They're really in shock. Like it's proper. I mean, you shouldn't laugh.
I can't. I'm a nervous laugher. That's my worst thing. I'm laughing because I'm going, I may never stop.
I know. I'll slap her in a minute. It's all right. But no, they are. They're just kind of looking straight ahead or at the floor. Linda's trying
dead-eyed.
The producers clearly just said, okay, Linda, start talking. Start talking, Linda. She's like, well, I think, yeah, no, that. Oh, the books were just, you shouldn't have done the books. And then she says, which in light of what I think Handy Andy did say before about them not being a great idea, she did say, I don't know, Andy. I think we just have to put our hands up at this one. We, way to throw him under the bus, Lindy.
Yeah. I don't know, Andy. I think we just have to put our hands up on this one.
I don't believe this.
Oh, no, I'm crying now. It's the books. We shouldn't have put the books on.
I don't think so. So she's initially kind of just obviously doesn't know what the fuck to say. These women are mute. They are mute. One of them starts crying on camera. You just hear the sobbing without seeing her face. And then it's like,
the Foley on this,
I think all the pressure and all the stress has really, really hit them both like a truck. Yeah. And then it sort of
like a 20-year teapot collection landing on your head.
And then obviously, you know, then you're the producer, you're the director there going, well, you know, we didn't get the teapots falling. We need to get something. So then they're getting the women crying while Linda tries to comfort them. Then Linda's like, mea culpa, mea culpa. But it's just, it's too much.
I'm really sorry that I've put you under this stress, because it's nothing to do with you at all. You wanted a corner cabinet. I gave you a nice hanging modern shelf, OK? It's not anything to do with you. It's my fault entirely, and I'm going to take responsibility for that. And I'm going to meet Clodagh and tell her exactly what's happened, OK? And I'm really sorry I've put you through this. I am so sorry, and I will take the rap.
That's what's brilliant about it as well, is because you don't see the thing happen. And it's not like now where the coverage will be everything. There'll be a head cam in every room, and there'll be, you know, drones everywhere. You'd get the whole thing because you don't get that bit in the middle. No. You don't hear the noise. Oh. You don't see the bit where they close the door and they go, this is great, guys. Can we just get you to sign some forms? Yeah, lovely.
Literally just hair and makeup.
An entire teapot.
How many teapots will we do? I think it's about like 50 teapots.
That's the other thing as well, because you don't really ever see this beautiful and you just see the shards. You see the aftermath.
Oh, God. Just Andy picking two mismatching pieces from two pots up, holding them both and going, Jesus Christ. Yeah. And then putting them back down again. That's all you get.
Wading through them. They're sort of like, I'm doing, for the listeners, I'm doing a kind of like skiing gesture. He's got tennis shoes strapped to his feet.
It's a study in like human shock, reactions to shock.
It's so beautiful.
It's incredible.
Everyone is, at their most raw. They've all got their skin off, but they've got cameras pointed at them. So and that was when having a camera pointed at you was really like a huge thing. And they're trying to do telly while being, why has no one stopped us? Where's the grown-ups? You know that feeling you get now in 2019 when you're like, where are the grown-ups?
There aren't any.
Someone's going to turn up and press the button that makes it all right. No, are they not? Does it not exist? There's no button. That's teapot. That Linda Barker's teapot
it's
disaster.
It's true. It's true because although maybe the grown-ups off screen are, you know, just, they're basically saying, well, you have to keep making a TV programme.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone
BBC
on camera.
BBC dads in cardigans with pipes going, no, we're the BBC, I'm sorry.
We can't take responsibility. Yes, you did this. Clearly, the insurance will have sorted it out, but in the immediate aftermath...
Memories.
It's the human tragedy. And then the annoying thing about YouTube, what's on YouTube now
is
that you don't see... I think it cuts. The last bit I found on YouTube was Linda Barker grimly walking round to the other door of the flat, of the tower block, to then go and see Clodagh to reveal the terrible truth.
Yeah.
And I can't remember that scene. Obviously, I did watch it go out live. I can't remember Clodagh's reaction. I'm sure she was horribly reasonable about it all because there was a camera shoved in her face.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, that's. I mean, you almost don't need to see it because the worst bit is watching Linda Barker go, what do I do now? What do I do
Why
now?
Have I got to do this?
Yeah, exactly.
This is not what I signed up for.
You fucking did.
When I went to drama school, when I did the RADA, I thought I'd maybe do CBeebies broom cupboard and something like that. But no, I'm doing this.
When she did interior design training and happened to have a face for television, I mean, really, she must be betting that now.
Is that the way around things happen?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh God, Linda Barker.
But it was a brilliant program, and it was sort of, it's like all TV now. There's a new design series. Like there's always one every few years. They go off TV for a bit, like fashions change. There's another one starting soon on BBC Two, which is sort of competitive interior design again, and I'm a sucker for that. It's like crack to me. I adore it. But there's always like a competitive element, and if it's not competition, there's always like there's an edge, there's stakes. It's television, we have to have stakes, but The stakes for this never seem that high until the teapot incident.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we all watched another 4 years of this going, what if they do it again? What if they murder a child? What if they fuck a window catch and then someone's tortoise goes off?
What if they brick
a
dog into a fireplace and don't mention it? Well, I would really need the whole episode of this because I saw it, but I know it's on YouTube and it's a little clip and it's like a retroactive funny clip show. It's not funny. It's the worst thing that's ever happened.
No.
But the
nervous laughter.
I get it. I want the whole half hour of that.
Yeah.
And we put that on at the Prince Charles at Halloween.
Oh.
With like a double bill with like Ghost Watch.
Knowing what's going to happen.
And like Texas Chainsaw Massacre just for some light relief at the end. Like we'll just do that as like a nice
triple. I'd go to that.
I know, everyone would, right?
Should we do
it? Let's get onto the PCC.
Okay, right. Let's do it. Fantastic. Sweet. Thank you so much for bringing me.
Thank you for having me.
These fuck
teapots. Thank you for letting me talk about Linda Parker's tea. I mean, we were all there, right? I love how niche it is.
Completely. Clodagh, if you're listening, we are really sorry about your teapots and Clodagh. We hope that the BBC, I don't know, bought you some new teapots or just gave you like a book token or something to make
Clodagh,
up.
I really hope you haven't gone around just like slashing people's throats with bits of broken teapot. Although if you have, I understand that you might.
Yeah. No, not a jury would convict you. We've all seen the evidence.
Do you know what? I don't think it would be Clodagh. I think it would be the neighbours. they are now on a kill spree in the boiler suits. Nicking throats.
Living
we've got nothing to live
like
for now.
Us.
We've experienced the worst thing a person could go through.
Yeah, yeah. Just absolute tragedy. I don't think TV ever got more tragic than that episode. Just
all human life.
Still burns. Yeah. Anyway, before you leave, please delve into my box of delights and answer a quickfire question. Thank you so much.
A quickfire question. Thank you so much. Hang on. Oh, God. I'm trying. What have we got? Shag, marry, kill the Muppets.
You've got to pick. Yeah, so go on. So you understand how the game works.
I do understand how the game works. Obviously,
you will have to kill a Muppet, which obviously...
I do. I spend a lot of time thinking about having sex with the Muppets, which is...
I know that, but the other people don't.
No, other people don't know that.
Worried about
The thing is, obviously, Miss Piggy is the love of my life, but also straight as a flute. She only has eyes for Kermit.
Okay, right.
So while I think she might do a threesome just to like keep him interested...
Would you?
I don't think I'd want to get between them. I feel like it's too tense. I think I'd like Sweetums to put me in his mouth. Does that count as a shag? He's got that really big mouth. I told you I've thought about this. Just climb in for a bit.
So that's shag.
I don't know if that's sexual or not.
Who's Mary?
Mary, Gonzo and Camilla.
Oh.
I'll have a be in a throuple with them because they've got a really nice marriage and they've been together for ages. I'll be in a throuple with those guys.
Okay, cool.
Didn't know I was going to say that. There you go.
I like it. No, this is what we want.
Kill.
First reaction.
Who would I kill? Who would I kill? Oh,
any kill-worthy Muppets?
Yeah, the new ones. Oh, the fucking new one from the Muppets. The one that's half human. He's awful.
I don't like the sound of this. Where's this going?
This is the new film, the Muppet, the Jason Segel film.
Oh,
and the main character in it is horrible.
Oh, he's like an Avenue Q kind of mashup type character,
and he's rubbish.
Okay, well let's kill
and
him.
And he dominates the film.
He's gone.
And he's got to die.
He's dead.
Great. Brilliant. Oh, I'm looking forward to marrying Camilla and Gonzo. That'd be great. We'll have a nice life together, I think.
Can I come to the wedding?
Yes, please.
Thank you for coming. Honor.
Goodbye.
Thank you, bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find links to the YouTube clips from today's episode on our Twitter feed @BoxDelightsPod. Come and say hello.
Bye.